access to the kidney to try to break stones via the skin. It's traditionally we access the kidney either by open surgery or via the skin. The old technique or the traditional way is to have a bigger hole to the skin, which is about 32 French, a little bit big hole, which can damage the skin or damage the kidney itself. Now, with a new technique, which is called the mini percutaneous nephrolithotomy, we able to break the stone via a small, very tiny hole. You wouldn't be able to see the hole in the skin after the operation. The advantage of that is that you're able to access the stone easier, quicker, with minimal invasion technique, and at the same time, the patient can go home early, which was in like 1 or 2 days from the operation.
Okay, when was the first operation done?
It's the first operation in the state now, and we did that about 2 weeks or 3 weeks back for three of our patients.
Tell us about the waiting time, doctor, in the old way versus this current technology.
You see, the old way or the old technique, we actually stopped it for many reasons. One of the major reasons that stopping the technique is that damage to the kidney. With creating a big hole in the kidney is just almost like a stabbing the kidney with a screwdriver.
Yeah.
So it was traumatic and it was very actually invasive.
Yeah.
With a new technique, with a mini percutaneous, we're able to access that with a small hole, very tiny, and able to break the stone. Okay. So we start actually putting this forward as a new technique in the provincial hospital. And I believe this is the first time to be done in any of the government's hospitals in South Africa.
How can people prevent kidney stones?
It's very important. You know, you asked me, really, I need to speak about that more often. Because nowadays, we see stones more in our population, especially in the African population. If you look before, like I did a study in 1998, 1999, and between all the years from 95 to 99, we saw only 2 or 3 stones in the African population. If I tell you today we see actually 2 or 3 patients, African patients, with stone every day. It's a big jump. And the reason for that is diet related. Okay, so we have to look at the modalities of preventing it. Just we mustn't wait, as our MEC said, we mustn't wait for the disease to happen. We must try to prevent the disease. And definitely there are steps to take. First of all, drinking water, for example. Going back to the old traditional way of eating healthy, avoid unnecessary processed food. Drinking a lot of water is very important, okay? That's one of the steps. Avoiding unnecessary salt in the food, for example. Excessive amount of meat, that will prevent the stone. But definitely, if you have a family history of a stone, you must approach us, and then we'll tell you about how to prevent the stone and investigate further.
Okay. Any further questions? That's it.
Thank you
very much, doctor.
Thanks very much.